As Damien Kevitt stood at the starting line of the charity bike ride he organized, he had one overwhelming emotion.
Elation is a nice word for it. I mean, I was so happy.
It's been just over a year since an afternoon bike ride in Los Angeles ended with Kevitt as the victim of a horrific hit and run, pinned underneath a minivan as it sped onto Interstate 5, dragging him for nearly half a mile down the road. The hit and run cost Kevitt his right leg, almost took his left, and left him with over 20 broken bones and deep gashes. The driver was never caught. Now, after months of rehab and learning to live with a prosthetic limb, Kevitt was about to finish the ride he'd started a year ago, and he wasn't alone. 700 other bicyclists took part in the ride, which raised money for LA's Bike Coalition and the Challenged Athletes Foundation, and sought to raise awareness about hit and runs. Kevitt doesn't call his experience an accident. He calls it a crime. And he says he couldn't stand on the sidelines when he found out hundreds of bicyclists are injured or killed every year in hit and runs.
I couldn't do it. I had to do something about it. I had to at least stand up and go, hey, I don't agree with this. And the more I did that, it really became a rallying cry for thousands, at this point, into the millions of other people who agree that this is not something that is part of civilization and it needs to stop.
The California Highway Patrol reports statewide 161 bicyclists were killed in hit and runs between 2002 and 2011. More than 14,000 were injured. Kevitt's case may be extreme, but as writer Cindy Navera can attest, close calls with cars are common.
I have near misses every time I'm on my bike. Almost every time on my bike, I have a near miss.
It's that kind of story that prompted Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gatto to propose legislation that would expand the scope of punishments for hit and runs.
We're just trying to get people to stop.
Gatto has already won passage of a law that extends the statute of limitations on hit and run cases. His latest bill would require a 6-month driver's license suspension for any person convicted of a hit and run. Gatto says hit and run should be viewed in the same light as DUIs.
Drunk driving was once culturally acceptable. It was just, well, you know, people do it, and it tends to be something that people look the other way at. But then there were enough high-profile incidents and enough groups that stood up and said, you know, this is something that we can't tolerate anymore. And laws change, and attitudes change, and our culture changed.
And California's bike culture is changing. It's getting larger. Caltrans reports in 2000, 0.8% of all trips in the state were made on bike. In 2012, that number had nearly doubled to 1.5% of all trips. But there is some opposition to expanding laws to punish hit-and-run drivers. John Abrahams is with the California Public Defenders Association. His group objects to a provision in Gatto's bill that would apply hit-and-run penalties to cases in which no one was injured.
The problem that we see with this bill is if you're involved in an accident with no injury, the law requires that you know that you'd be involved, you were involved in an accident. And when there's no injury, you may not know that you were involved in an accident.
But on the morning of his event, Kevitt wasn't thinking about legislation. He was thinking about the ride he had just finished.
It's awesome. It's beyond awesome. I'm running on, 2 hours of sleep, and I do not feel tired at all. I'm just pumped.
Pumped to continue his fight to make the streets of California safer for riders like him. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.